Anyone else fancy a Sultan?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open till 4 a.m. Monday to Saturday and 2 a.m. on Sundays. Bellbrick FM.
From Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, good morning to Lancaster and good morning to the rest of Great Britain. This is the Big Bailrig Breakfast Broadcast with Sam Carruthers on 95.3 Bailrig FM. It's just past 8 a.m. on the 3rd of March 2026. Crazy that we're already in the third month of the year. So stick around, we've got another great show for you planned this morning. We're going to start off with some 2000s boy band vibes with Blue, and we've got a great spotlight session planned for you later, so let's get going.
The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to teach my order, and you know that you overstepped the border.
One for the money and the free rise. It's two for the lie that you denied.
Listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Blue with All Rise starting off our show today. So let's take a look at what's going on around campus this week. So right now, the university is hosting Positive Change Week. It's a big program running from Monday the 2nd through to Friday the 6th of March, all about diversity, sustainability, and making a positive impact across campus and beyond. There are events linked to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, including forums and activities that you can join. Today, there's a sustainability and research forum. running from about 10 a.m. until mid-afternoon, where you can hear from researchers talking about how environmental sustainability is being embedded in research across different disciplines. Later on Tuesday evening, there's an event called Tides and Threads, People and the Living Coast, exploring coastal and marine environments and screening a community-made film about Morecambe. And then looking ahead, on Wednesday the 4th of March, there's a guest lecture on the cost of state-coordinated altruism in China, part of the Lancaster University's Confucius Institute seminar series for anyone interested in politics, economics and global issues. And then on Friday the 6th of March, there's a Chinese art PhD seminar series where researchers from across the UK present work on Chinese music, calligraphy, dance and digital culture. A great chance to hear fresh perspectives from postgraduate scholars. Now, that's it for our campus roundup this week. As always, there are plenty more socials and events, and you can check out the events portal more for particulars. So coming up now, we've got some great music, starting with One Republic and I Lived.
Hoping you take that jump, don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you built a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay. And it hurts so bad. The only way you can know, you give it all you had. And I hope that you don't suffer, but take the pain. Hope when the moment comes, you'll say, I lived. Hope that you spend your days, but they all add up.
FM.
They say that you're a runaround lover, though you say it isn't so. But if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see. If you are true to me, so remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much you really care. Though you keep telling me that you're lonely, I'll know if someone is there. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see. If you are true to me, so remember when you tell those little white lies, that the night has a thousand eyes. You're gonna be sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play. And you find out without really trying, each time that my kiss astray. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me. A thousand eyes.
Bail Rig FM, your student sound.
Well, that was Bobby V and The Night Has a Thousand Eyes from 1962. They're an absolute classic. Let's head over to the sports desk, where it was another action-packed weekend in England's top flight. On Sunday, Arsenal kept up their title push with a 2-1 win over Chelsea, with goals from William Saliba and Jurrien Timber, I think I got that right, and a red card for Chelsea's Pedro Neto in the 70th minute, helping the Gunners maintain their lead at the top of the table. Elsewhere, Manchester United earned a 2-1 victory over Crystal Palace, extending their unbeaten run and solidifying their position in the top four. Brentford edged out Burnley 4-3 in a thrilling encounter, whilst Liverpool scored big in a 5-2 win over West Ham. Manchester City also made progress in the title race with a 1-0 win at Leeds United, narrowing the gap behind Arsenal. And Everton secured a 3-2 win at Newcastle United, and Bournemouth drew 1-1 with Sunderland, results that show there's still plenty of drama throughout the table as we move deeper into March. Moving over to cricket, the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Super 8 stage wrapped up with some excellent results and key qualifications. England continued their strong run by beating Pakistan by 2 wickets, thanks in large part to a superb century from captain Harry Brook, who scored 100 off 50 bowls to keep the chase alive and seal a tense victory. A little later in the Super 8s, England also registered a 4-wicket win over New Zealand, with a late unbroken stand ensuring they finished their group stage on a high and booked their spot in the semi-finals. In other Super 8 action, South Africa moved closer to the Final Four with a commanding 9-wicket win over the West Indies, and India also posted a strong performance with a 72-run victory over Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, Pakistan's campaign came to an end despite a narrow win over Sri Lanka as New Zealand progressed alongside England from their group. So England and India are through to the Final Four, with South Africa and New Zealand set to meet in the other semi-final. Plenty to look forward to as we edge towards the tournament deciders. Shifting briefly to other sports news, Premier League darts continues to entertain fans with weekly fixtures and big names like Luke Littler and Luke Humphreys doing battle throughout the season, keeping the momentum going ahead of the finals later this spring. And it was a historic week for the Piston Cup as racers headed to Colorado for the Glen Ellen 350 on Sunday, which saw Nick Shift win his third consecutive race this season after making a risky pass on Dynaco's Cruz Ramirez early on and then barely making it to the line on a near empty fuel tank as Axel Wheeler, after battering Everett Chapkar for second, failed to catch him as the laps winded down. This makes Nick Shift the first racer to win the first three races of the season since Doc Hudson himself back in 1954, an incredible feat for the Spearmint driver. In entertainment this week, Sunday night saw the 32nd annual Actor Awards, the ceremony formerly known as the SAG Awards, brought plenty of surprises and feel-good moments as Hollywood's actors honoured their peers in film and television. The big story was the genre thriller Sinners, which walked away with an outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture and helped its star Michael B. Jordan take home Best Lead Male Actor for his dual role in the film. It beat out some stiff competition, including performances from the likes of Timothée Chalamet and Leonardo DiCaprio. And in the top female acting category, Jessie Buckley continued her incredible award season run by being named Outstanding Lead Female Actor for her performance in Hamlet, a role that sent praise from critics and audiences alike. There were also emotional moments on stage. Amy Madigan, at age 75, won her first Actor Award for Best Supporting Actress in Weapons. And the night paid tribute to a legend, the late Catherine O'Hara, received a posthumous award for Best Female Actor in a Comedy Series for The Studio, with co-creator Seth Rogen accepting on her behalf. Now, with the Oscars just around the corner on the 15th of March, many see these actor awards as a key indicator of who might be heading home with Oscar gold, so there's plenty more to look forward to in the awards season. So that's it for the news this week. Heading into some more great song choices before our travel update, starting with a great one by Built by Titan and Skyborn with their song You.
I'm not afraid to
Rig FM.
So the glimmer
95.3 Balerig FM.
Well, that was Sam Fender with his hit single People Watching, taking us up to 31 minutes past 8. Now, we're going to take a proper look at the weather and travel across Lancashire as we get going this morning. Weather is starting to off cool and relatively settled, with temperatures around 10 to 11 degrees Celsius today, and mostly dry skies with some cloudy periods. We're expecting sunny spells throughout the day and a little chance of rain, so it's a mild start for early March and a nice break from the heavy rain we've seen recently. There is still a light breeze, but nothing too disruptive as you head out for your morning commute, but I would still think about wrapping up. On the roads, the key routes around Lancashire are generally moving well, but there are a couple of things to be aware of as you're heading out this morning. Intermittent lane closures on closures. The M6 southbound between junctions 35 and 32 are planned at various intervals this week due to ongoing roadworks. So you might see a bit of slow traffic in that area as some stretches will be reduced to just one open lane. And the same is the case for the northbound stretch on the same area of the motorway, so just be aware of that. And in Chorley, there are temporary traffic regulation orders in place around Saltpit Lane and parts of Friday Street as well, so if you're travelling through the town centre today, it's worth factoring in a few extra minutes. So for today, dry and mild weather and mostly smooth travel. Just watch out for the roadworks on the M6 and a couple of local restrictions around Chorley, as we've just mentioned. So that's the latest weather and traffic for Lancaster this morning. Coming up next, we've got our spotlight session, and it's going to be a good one. One of my favourite artists here. To introduce us, here's Layup with Who You Share It With. FM. Well, that was Who You Share It With by Layup. And if you haven't come across them before, Layup is the duo of singer Chris Henderson and producer Chad Copeland. And they met while recording Henderson's band, Bronze Radio Return. And the two formed a creative kinship of sorts in Layup, which has become an outlet for the two of them to experiment with different sounds and styles. And what I love about that track is just how simple it feels. It's warm, it's thoughtful, and it's wholesome. And the whole message that life isn't just about what you have, but who you experience it with, it lands very well. And Henderson and Copeland both come from strong songwriting and production backgrounds. And you can hear that polish without it ever feeling overproduced. It's very clean and very honest, very human. And if that's your first taste of Layup, don't worry. There's more of that warmth coming up. And the next one leans even more into that partnership theme. So here is Side by Side.
Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Side by Side from Layup's 2017 debut EP, and you can probably start to hear the thread that kind of runs through most of their music. And this is what I love so much about this duo. There's a lot about partnership, growth, sticking through things, but it never ever feels cheesy. There's something very grounded about their sound. It's hopeful without pretending life is perfect. Instead, they choose to focus on the positives. And I think that's why it works. It feels lived in. These aren't the big dramatic stadium anthems that you see on tour. They're the kind of songs that you would play on a quiet drive when you're just kind of thinking things through. For me, there's some quintessential pick-me-up songs, and this is what I absolutely love about it. It kind of just reminds you of your favorite place in the world, and this is what I like. And the next one carries on with that look on the bright side vibe. So this one is from, I think it's from 2022, I believe. It's a more recent one, and it's called In Our Garden.
Your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
So that was Layup with In Our Garden there, and that one really captures what these guys do best. It's intimate, patient, and it's about tending to something over time, whether that's a relationship, a friendship, or just your own growth. Chris Henderson and Chad Copeland clearly understand restraint. They let the lyrics breathe. They don't overcrowd the arrangement with lots of instruments, lots of musicality. It gives you kind of some space to sit with it a little bit. And I like that theme of growth that's running through today's spotlight, because that's exactly where we're heading next. We're going to close out with Growing Pains. This one is the first track from their 2018 EP, Natural Rattle. And as usual with these spotlight sessions, it's my favorite of the set. It's continuing with the theme that we've seen already. It's happy, upbeat, and hopeful, whilst It's talking about experiencing all of life's trials and tribulations. And it works because it doesn't sell us some false line that you can just kind of ignore the pain, you can just kind of choose to be happy. But instead it highlights that even though these times are tough and things like that, they will work together for our good. And I just love the message that kind of weaves into Layup's music. So without further ado, here it is. This is Layup with Growing Pains, and it's going to finish out our session today. Take a listen.
Toes from my missteps and toward your souls. I learned my way, breaking every bone. Now I see all these aches and make you grow. And every fall has a rise, every burn has a flame. From foolish to wise, we all bruise the same.
This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Growing Pains by Layup, finishing off our spotlight session for the week. I do hope you enjoyed that. And that means it's time for some good news. If you're a new listener to the show, we like to close out every show in every week with some heartwarming stories from the news, because too often the news headlines are just full of doom and gloom, and so it's good to give us some positivity. And this one's guaranteed to put a smile on your face, especially if you are a pet lover. So across from the United States this week comes a genuinely heartwarming rescue story out of the Colorado Rockies that captured headlines and people's hearts online. A 10-year-old dog named Rocky went missing way back on December 28th, bolting into rugged mountain terrain near Montezuma, Colorado, during a family road trip. And what made Rocky's disappearance particularly worrying was not just the rough wilderness. Temperatures often plunged below freezing, with snow and blizzards making survival in the Rockies extremely difficult. and for 43 days, volunteers from an animal rescue group called Summit Lost Pet Rescue never gave up. They set up trail cameras, scent stations using Rocky's owner's clothes, and kept watching for any sign of the family pet. And for more than a month, there were no sightings. But then finally, a trail camera captures an image of Rocky in early February, giving rescuers the breakthrough they'd been hoping for. And using that cue, they were able to trap and secure Rocky, who was emaciated but very much alive and very much still fighting. And when his owner Stephen made the long journey back to Colorado, the reunion was very emotional. Rocky had nearly halved his body weight during his time in the wilderness, but once back with family, he began to recover, wagging his tail and showing the same energy he always had. It's one of those stories that reminds us why dedicated volunteers matter and just how strong the bond between people and their pets can be. After more than 6 weeks lost in the wilderness, Rocky is back home where he belongs, a real testament to perseverance, hope, and the power of community helping a dog to come home to his family. And I think there's got to be a Disney movie about this somewhere in the near future. That just seems like a perfect concept. So we're almost finished for the day. We're coming up to 10 minutes on the hour, but we've got another song for you. It's a really great, really good one. This one is Arctic Monkeys with Do I Wanna Know.
About you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. Here I feel, 'cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, but I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways?
Sad to see you go.
Was sorta hoping that you'd stay.
Oh,
your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, with that, folks, that's all we've got time for today. Do hope you've enjoyed the show, as always. If you ever want to be featured on any of our segments, or if you'd like to appear on the show and be interviewed, you can message me on Instagram at Samuel Carruthers. We're going to have a brilliant guest next week. Author Abigail Ferrell is here to talk about her book, Happier Us. I'm going to leave you today with Jamiroquai and Virtual Insanity. This has been the Big Bailrig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Carruthers on Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2026. We're just coming up on 9 a.m. now. We'll be back next Tuesday at 8 a.m. as always, with another brilliant show. Until then, have a great rest of your week and goodbye.
To 95.3 Bailrig FM.